This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Welcome to the program today. Chet Baker, trumpet player. Up first, Los Angeles, 1953. Thank you.
the honeydew. Yeah, that cat is high. Look that look in his eye. Oh man, he's high. Yes, higher than a kite. That cat is high. Look that look in his eye. Man, I wouldn't lie. The cat's higher than a kite. Now when you see him stumbling up and down the street, you know that cat's been drinking, got no shoes upon his feet. Man, he's high. I said that cat is high. Yes, he's high. Man, he's higher than a kite. That cat is high. Look at that look in his eye. Man, I wouldn't lie. The cat's higher than a kite. Boys, he's high. Just look at them two black eyes. You know I wouldn't lie. He's higher than the sky. When you see him tipping round and round the block, know that cat is very beat. Beat clean down to his socks. That cat is high. Boys, I wouldn't lie. Oh my, he's higher than a kite. Yeah. Take it, Charlie. Jumping. Oh, good. Yeah. Black that bottle, skid, doot, bottle, flatties, bottle, dirty hats on batter. The battle, so the battle, that dog, the battle, and that, and bottle. Rip through the body, do this, do flatten up those with battle holes. Ready with the boot, do this, do that, do shoot the lick a doop, John boy. When you see him stumbling up and down the street, you know that cat's been drinking, got no shoes upon his feet. Man, he's high, yes, he's high. My, oh, my. I want the home cooking mama with the frying pan. I know that cat's high. Yeah.
Chet Baker's trumpet started the program today. Pacific Jazz Records in Los Angeles, 1953. The Lamp is Low, written by Harry Revel. And Rush Job by Rush Freeman, who was playing the piano there. Bob Whitlock on the first on bass, and Carson Smith on the second, Bobby White on the drums on the first, and Larry Bunker on the second, Chet Baker. Then the Ink Spots, 1938 vocal quartet for Decca Records, That Cat is High. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Seattle Cancer Care Alliance Proton Therapy. At SCCA Proton Therapy, doctors treat prostate cancer and many other cancers by precisely targeting tumors, protecting the surrounding healthy tissue from radiation. More information is available at seattleprotons.info.
Hi, I'm 88.5 reporter Simone Alisea. Join us for Unpacking Government, where we ask questions about how government works, particularly here in Washington State. Why do we have a part-time legislature? How do levies work? What's the difference between a strong mayor and a weak mayor? Tune in every Monday on Morning Edition and All Things Considered as we unpack these questions and more. Unpacking Government on 88.5 KNKX and at knkx.org.
Now to present to you Elton Spivey Harris, 1937, Vocalion Records, going to do some singing. And then Leo Parker, baritone saxophonist. ¶¶
love him until the day he dies. To think of leaving him, oh Lord, it makes me cry.
How could he do it?
he loved me this morning. I'll get him back someday. I'm hoping I'll get him back someday.
Thank you.
That set started with Elton Spivey Harris, 1937, singing My Righteous Man and He Left Me. And the sax work by Bill Owsley and clarinet also. On piano, Aletha Dickerson, and playing the mandolin, Charlie McCoy, all for Vocalion Records. Baritone saxophonist Leo Parker for Savoy. 1947. Wee Dot, written by trombonist J.J. Johnson, and Leapin' Leo, written by Parker. The trumpets working in this, Joe Newman and Howard McGee, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Dexter Gordon on tenor, as well as Gene Ammons, and Parker, of course, I mentioned, at piano, Hank Jones, and James Craig. Gene Wright playing bass, Charlie Williams on the drums, Curly Russell bass, and Shadow Wilson. All part of that picture. Leo Parker, 1947, Savoy Records. This is the Art of Jazz, and this is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR News. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Sutter Home and Hearth, committed to the idea that a fireplace can provide more than just heat, and offering energy-efficient and decorative fireplaces installed and serviced by licensed and certified professionals. Information available at their Seattle showroom or online at SutterHearth.com.
I met up with a stranger this evening after you turned me down. A sad-looking Joe who chased me all over town. But when you're feeling lonely, you welcome anyone who offers you a shoulder to use. So I'm making friends with a stranger called the Blues. He was standing behind the words that would seal my fate. He's setting you the score. He's been around before. When love has worn a hole in its shoes. So here I sit with a stranger. You found another heart to play with. It means I envy the so-and-so. So we ended a romance this evening. That bittersweet charade, 'cause you little fool forgot every rule we made. Stupid little game. No runs, no hits, one error. Guess who's? When I wound up with a stranger called the blues. A trouble-ridden, good-for-nothing stranger called the stop!
Christie singing for you from Los Angeles, 1953-54 for Capitol Records, arrangements by Pete Rugolo for her. A Stranger Called the Blues, written by Mel Torme and lyric by Robert Wells. Lonely House, written by Kurt Vile, lyric by Langston Hughes, great poet. June Christie and Pete Rugolo. Bucktown 5 right now, Indiana, Richmond, Indiana. They recorded this for Jeanette Records. The Star Piano Company was there, and if you bought a piano, you got a record or two, I suppose, maybe a stack of them. And interestingly enough, they recorded some of the great bands and individuals in this music. Bucktown 5 was put together pretty much by cornetist Muggsy Spanier. Guy Carey's on trombone, on clarinet, Volley Defaut, Mel Stitzel piano, Marvin Saxby banjo, and other sounds. We'll hear Really a Pain by Spanier and Hot Mittens by Stitzel. Thank you. The Bucktown Five in Richmond, Indiana, 1924, making a couple of Jeanette records. Really a Pain by Muggsy Spanier, the cornetist there. And Hot Mittens by the piano player Mel Stitzel. Fine work also by trombonist Guy Carey. Stitzel's most famous composition was one called The Chant, because he had association with Jelly Roll Morton and the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, and he gave his composition, The Chant, to Morton. And Morton, unusual for him, recorded it with his brilliant band called Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers. We'll hear Stitzel's The Chant and Morton's Black Bottom Stomp. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, Chicago, 1926.
Thank you.
Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers is in Chicago, 1926, for Victor Records. The Chant by Mel Stitzel. Black Bottom Stomp by Morton. In that band, George Mitchell playing trumpet, Kid Ory trombone, Omer Simeon playing clarinet, Morton at the piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo, John Lindsay playing the bass, and Andrew Hillier playing the drums. That was that's a classic band. The band came about because Victor Records wanted to get Louis Armstrong in a business sense. Armstrong was recording for OK Records and making a lot of money for that company. It was very popular, and it should have been. And they contacted Morton and said, put something together that'll get that guy. And Morton, not to turn down any challenge like that, collected his friends together and reproduced, in his mind, and rightly so, the sound of a band from New Orleans, even though recorded in Chicago. But so many of the New Orleans musicians had already arrived in Chicago and were beating up the airwaves there. Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, The Chant, and Black Bottom Stomp. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Fusion Beads, locally owned since 1997, offering everything needed to make jewelry, from beading supplies to classes for experienced beaders and those new to the hobby. Open 7 days a week in Wallingford with parking at 38th and Stone. Details at FusionBeads.com.
BNSF Railway. Transporting Washington products by rail reduces highway congestion and helps cut carbon emissions. More about the environmental benefits of freight rail at bnsfnorthwest.com.
One of the coolest cats in town hits the KNKX studios Monday afternoon at 12:15. It's Tim Kennedy, the pianist with a penchant for electric keys and a fearlessness that comes through in his music. You don't want to miss the Tim Kennedy Band live on 88.5 Monday afternoon at 12:15. And check out our session archives at knkx.org. Thanks to People's Bank for their support.
Now to Paris in 1953. First up, Dizzy Gillespie, his band to do two for you in that wonderful city at that time. For Vogue Records, and also for Vogue, same place, same time, Zoot Sims on tenor saxophone, and his band will do two for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
From 1953 in Paris, Vogue Records. Dizzy Gillespie doing his two, My Man and Always. His trumpet, his voice, in duet with Joe Carroll. Nat Peck on trombone, Wade Legg playing piano. Lou Hackney bass, Al Jones on drums. Then Zoot Sims, his band, same place. Same record company. His tenor sax, Frank Rossellino on trombone, Henri Renault playing piano, Jimmy Gourley on guitar, Don Bagley string bass, and Jean-Louis Viol playing the drums. Once in a While by Michael Edwards, and one they kiddingly call Great Drums, because Jean-Louis Viol had like, what, four measures at the end. That's it. We'll call it Great Drums so you won't be so mad. Dizzy Gillespie in Paris, 1953, and Zoot Sims, same time, same station. You're listening to The New, KNKX 88.5, Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1, Olympia, KVIX 89.3, Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. And this program is The Art of Jazz. We'll hear two from Duke Ellington with vocalist Betty Roche, and then Art Tatum on piano in 1939, followed by Fats Waller on the piano in 1935.
I love my loving lover. He is as fine as wine. I love my loving lover. I always thought he was mine, but love must be blind, 'cause now he ain't mine. I love my loving lover. He's as sweet as he can be. So please, somebody send that lady's husband back to me. I've got it bad. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Yes, I've got it bad. I don't know what I'm gonna do. If you don't come down here and get it, I'll have to bring it out there to you. Not now, baby, I'll tell you when. I said not now, baby, I'll tell you when. Not quite so often, just every now and then.
Making, you know that I'm yours. Just
just for the taking. I'd gladly surrender, baby. Take me as I am, body and soul. Sweet blippy do, sweet blippy da, sweet sweet do, sweetie do, sha sha pity boo, sweet da, swat bop da, sweet sweet di bla. Bob dot blob di baba ya yet do ya do bop di ass wab dab di blab shab dab di up sway sway do a be down so wab do a do ibib di blib do by it by your I can't conceive it, it's hard to believe it. That you'll turn away, turn away, turn away. Romance, are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I have one more chance to prove it. My life will wreck you, take it from you. So I'm yours for the taking.
came from you. feeling better. And Lord, with love the way you do, I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. Wonder why I had to fall for you, oh, you dog. Why do you make my life so tough? It seems I can't love you half enough. You're so heavenly, much too much for me.
I wish that I was with you, Redman Baby Kim,
so I could love you twice as much as I do. I'd have four loving arms to embrace you, four eyes to idolize you each time I face you.
With two hearts twice and true, what couldn't four lips do?
When 4 years you sing, I'm yours. You bring me baby kin.
Wish that I'm a twin, so I could love you twice as much as I do.
Interviews and pictures in the press. What a way to speak on 20 bucks a week. Don't forget that Rockefeller started out on less. Everything we touch will turn to clover in the magic land of what's to be.
But until your baby puts it over, baby, have a little dream on me.
The set started with Duke Ellington, 1952, his orchestra, his piano, his vocalist, Betty Roche, doing two, I Love My Love and Lover by Ellington and Body and Soul by Johnny Green and lyric by Eddie Hammond and Robert Sauer. Then Art Tatum, 1939, for Standard Transcriptions and his slower version of Body and Soul. It was interesting to hear Roche do hers up-tempo. I don't think I've ever heard anybody do it that way. And it's quite effective. And Art Tatum again as a ballad, Body and Soul. I guess I'll have to change my plans by Arthur Schwartz. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter by Fred Allard. Then Fats Waller, 1935. Piano and vocal and his rhythm for Victor Records. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. Rudy Powell doing fine clarinet work and Herman Autry on trumpet. I Wish I Were Twins by Frank Lesser and Eddie DeLange. Ben Whitted playing clarinet solo there. And Rosemary Baxter's Have a Little Dream on Me. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
STG, presenting the National Theatre of Scotland's production of Let the Right One In, a coming-of-age vampire love story, February 2nd through 12th at the Moore Theatre. Tickets at stgpresents.org.
One of the coolest cats in town hits the KNKX studios Monday afternoon at 12:15. It's Tim Kennedy, the pianist with a penchant for electric keys and a fearlessness that comes through in his music. You don't want to miss the Tim Kennedy Band live on 88.5 Monday afternoon at 12:15. And check out our session archives at knkx.org. Thanks to People's Bank for their support.
Thank you.
Benny Carter's Orchestra in Paris, 1938, for Swing Records. I'm Coming Virginia, Farewell Blues, and Carter's own Blue Light Blues. He played the trumpet, the alto, did the arranging, Fletcher Allen did clarinet, Bertie King did clarinet and tenor, Alex Cumbell on tenor as well, York D'Souza on piano, Django Reinhardt guitar, Len Harrison on bass, and Robert Montmarché did the drumming, Benny Carter's Orchestra, Paris, 1938. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR News. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
the Seattle Boat Show, with more than 1,000 boats on display, now through February 6th at CenturyLink Field and South Lake Union. Shuttle provided between locations. Tickets online at seattleboatshow.com.
Well, it's official. 88.5 is now community public radio station KNKX. And we'd love it if you could play a role in this new beginning by becoming a sustaining member of the station or by increasing your current sustaining gift. To be a sustainer, all you have to do is determine the amount of money you'd like to provide on a monthly basis, year-round, and contact us with that information. We look forward to hearing from you at the new knkx.org.
run around. If you wanna be my baby, woman, you can't run around. If you gon' run around, baby, baby, stop and put my money down. Baby, when I die, send me to my mom. Yes, babe, when I die, send me to my mom. If my mom don't want me, baby, send me to my pa. If my pa don't want me, cast me in the deep blue sea. If my pa don't want me, me in the deep blue sea. So the whale and the fish can have a fuss over me. You don't mean it when you say we're through. Say you don't mean it when you say we're through. Say you don't mean it when you love somebody new. Say you don't mean it walking out that door. Say you just plain walking out that door. Say you don't. No more. Please, please, please don't tease me. Please don't be unkind. Please, please, please don't tease me. Please don't be unkind. You drive me crazy. You make me lose my mind. Thank you.
That set started with Sylvia Sims singing for you with guitarist Freddie Green in his Kansas City 7, 1945. I'm in the Mood for Love. Fine work there also by tenor saxophonist Lucky Thompson. And then Estelle Edson in Los Angeles, 1945, and her singing of Rhythm in a Riff with her band, Lucky Thompson again on tenor, Wilbert Branco on piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Carl George on trumpet, and Charlie Norris getting a fine solo in there on his guitar. Jimmy Rushing doing some singing from 1959 and Columbia Records, Buddy Tate's tenor, Ray Bryant piano, Sir Charles Thompson on the organ, Gene Ramey, Charlie Parker's buddy from Kansas City, playing the bass, and Skeeter Best on guitar. You Can't Run Around by Rushing and Say You Don't Mean It, also by him. That's it for you right there. All right. You're listening to the new KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle. KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's a pleasure for me to be with you on Sunday afternoons from 3 until 6. Here's a composition, same name, but completely different composition. The name is Soap Suds. We'll hear an Ornette Coleman on alto and Charlie Hayden on string bass, 1977 for Artist House, doing Coleman's Soap Suds. And then Jelly Roll Morton, 1930, and his great band doing his Soap Suds.
Thank you. Thank you.
Soap Suds, twice. The first one by Ornette Coleman, played by him on alto saxophone and Charlie Hayden's bass, 1977. Then Soap Suds by Jelly Roll Morton, also known as Fickle Fay Creep. And Morton's band, 1930. Ward Pinkett playing the trumpet, Geechee Fields on trombone. And Bernard Addison, fine guitarist, is getting started in his career in that band. Billy Taylor playing tuba, Bill Beeson on drums. Two Soap Suds, Ornette Coleman and Charlie Hayden, and Jelly Roll Morton's band in 1930. Right there. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from...
One of the coolest cats in town hits the KNKX studios Monday afternoon at 12:15. It's Tim Kennedy, the pianist with a penchant for electric keys and a fearlessness that comes through in his music. You don't want to miss the Tim Kennedy Band live on 88.5 Monday afternoon at 12:15. And check out our session archives at knkx.org. Thanks to People's Bank for their support.
Inevitable Squirrel Nut Zippers, 1995, for Mammoth Records, and Catherine Whelan, singing for you and playing the banjo, and the title, Wished for You, by James Mathis, playing the guitar. The Inevitable Squirrel Nut Zippers. Fletcher Henderson now, his orchestra, 1933, going to do one called Yeah Man, and then Jelly Roll Morton's King Porter Stomp, arranged by Fletcher for the orchestra. Then Jelly Roll Morton in Chicago 1926 will play his composition King Porter Stomp. And then 1938 at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., where Morton was being interviewed by Alan Lomax, we'll hear him talk about it. Fletcher Henderson and two from Jelly Roll Morton. Thank you.
Thank you. United States. You must pardon me for clearing my throat, since I've got to do it occasionally. Of course, I tell you the fact about it. I don't know what the name Stomp mean myself. There really wasn't any meaning, only that people would stamp their feet, and I decided that the name Stomp would be fitted for it. Of course, this tune, I was inspired by the name from a very dear friend of mine and a marvelous pianist now on the cold, cold ground. A gentleman from Florida, an educated gentleman with a wonderful musical education, far much better than mine. Now this gentleman's name was Mr. King, Porter King.
That set started with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra in 1933 doing Yeah Man by Noble Sisler with a beautiful, brilliant arrangement by Horace Henderson, his brother, and soloists by Russell Procope on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins tenor throughout, Red Allen throughout on his trumpet, and Dickie Wells trombone. Then Jelly Roll Morton's King Porter Stomp, arranged by Fletcher for the band, with the same people I just mentioned soloing. Jelly Roll Morton then in Chicago, 1926, solo piano for Vocalion Records, and his version of King Porter Stomp, and then a jump to 1938 in Washington, D.C., Library of Congress, Alan Lomax interviewing Jelly Roll Morton and his foot. King Porter Stomp and telling about Porter King, his friend. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Hope you're doing fine and taking care of yourself. That's the way it should be, one step at a time. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Washington's Lottery, helping to contribute to the well-being of communities throughout the state. Last year, $129 million helped support education, $12 million helped stadium and exhibition centers, and local retailers earned $36 million. Learn more at walottery.com.
Thank you. Thank you.
From Eddie Condon's band, his guitar as well, 1944, Commodore Records. Trumpet work by Marty Marsala, George Bruni's trombone, Pee Wee Russell's clarinet, Fats Waller piano, Artie Shapiro on bass, George Wetling on drums. You're Some Pretty Doll, written by Clarence Williams, and Oh Sister Ain't That Hot by Walter Donaldson. Then a gig at the Hula Hut Club in Los Angeles, 1950. Came out on Prestige. Different parts they had to flip records and do there. They call it Kiddo, but it's based on a Charlie Parker composition called Scrapple from the Apple. Ward L. Gray's tenor, Clark Terry's trumpet, Sonny Criss alto, Dexter Gordon tenor, Jimmy Bunn on piano, Billy Hadnot on bass, and Chuck Thompson on the drums. Ward L. Gray's L.A. All-Stars, the Hula Hut Club, and before that, Eddie Condon's band, 1940. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher, proud to support the art of jazz. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
A cheap drug that's been used for decades to treat parasites is showing promise for fighting cancer.
Maybe it's a little bit embarrassing because, you know, we try to think of really intelligent ways to attack cancer, and most of those have failed, and now something that was a complete accident looks like it's working.
I'm Steve Inskeep, the new market for old drugs, on the next Morning Edition.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Thank you. Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa. Georgia, no peace, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my
shine above. We'll guide our way to love.
That set started with Chasing Georgia on My Mind, written by Hoagy Carmichael, and lyric by Stuart Gorrell. Billie Holiday, 1941, for Columbia Records, with Eddie Heywood on piano. Evans Bradshaw on piano with George Joyner bass, and Billy Joe Jones on drums. Riverside Records, 58, their version. And Ray Charles, an arrangement by Ralph Burns for him, and he was also on the piano, Ray was. Georgia on My Mind, ABC Paramount. Then Hot Lips Page, his trumpet is All-Stars, 1944. V. Dish, the Sheik of Araby, Ted Schneider's 1921 hit. Nick Kaye as a tenor. Ernie Caceres, clarinet. Jack Teagarden, trombone. Lou McGarity, trombone. Bobby Hackett, cornet. Johnny Granieri, piano. Herb Ellis, guitar. Al Hall on bass. Specs Powell on the drums. You're listening to the new KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
You, Ken Wiley, another amazing afternoon of jazz. I don't know how you do it year after year, 30-plus years, Ken Wiley. Go, Ken. I'm John Kessler at 6 o'clock Sunday night. I've got all blues ready to roll. Let's take a look at our Puget Sound area weather forecast. Chance of rain and showers tonight, clouds, lows around 41. Chance of rain Monday, and high in the mid-40s. Tuesday, chance of rain and snow, but it's going to be a high of 44, so little or no snow accumulation expected on Tuesday. And then sunny Wednesday. Right now in Seattle, it's overcast, 46 degrees. In Olympia, 43 and overcast. And if you're listening in Bellingham, mostly cloudy, 46 degrees. And, all right, we've taken care of the business. Now let's go to the fun. And I'm glad you stopped by. It's going to be a really cool night. And All Blues got new music from Ronnie Baker Brooks, John Mayall, Delbert McClinton. Will be paying tribute to Allman Brothers drummer Butch Trucks, who died this week. And let's start the show right now with Muddy Waters on 88.5 KNKX.
Said it's me and you, but I found out later there was others too. But I didn't quit you, baby. I hung on like a vine. But when you say your love for me was all in my baby.
my brand new shoe. Oh, that did it, baby. Oh, that did it, baby. Yeah, I ain't no coming back. That's the end, and that's that. Love me, pity, baby. There's one thing I wanna say. You said we'd get married. Shop today.